Now, the health service executive had warned that the cases of flu could peak during Christmas week as families gathered to celebrate, with particular concern for those in the under 14 and over 65 age brackets. 677 people are currently hospitalised with respiratory illness, which includes flu, COVID-19 and RSV. Dr. Colm Henry is Chief Clinical Officer with the HSE and joins us now. Many thanks for joining us this afternoon, Dr. Henry. 677 people hospitalised. What's the overall picture in hospitals right now?
Well, as we conveyed last week, we expect the cases overall of flu to stabilise and to peak around this week. But it's not the case that the cases fall precipitously after and that pressures abate quickly. We expect in the weeks following Christmas, ongoing pressures, a plateauing of cases, largely driven by ongoing socialisation, what we call intergenerational mixing, exposing people who may be more vulnerable to flu. So even though we feel we've reached the peak of cases, we expect ongoing pressures for the next few weeks. What has happened, though, is the impact of these cases hasn't translated through to the levels of harm we've seen in previous years. And that conversion rate of cases out in the community through to people requiring hospitalisation because they're so sick hasn't been as severe. And this may well be an indicator of two things. One is the relatively high level of vaccine uptake, particularly in older groups. And secondly, the kind of end-to-end response that we see between GPs seeing, for example, an additional over 16,000 patients anticipated this week's extra clinics to avoid those patients having to resort to attending emergency departments, to additional senior decision-making in hospitals, diagnostics. And the effect of this really has been to see, thankfully, fewer trolleys and particularly, more importantly, reduced lengths of stay while people wait for admission, which can cause great harm for patients.
Well, because that flu peak seemed to happen earlier this year, does that mean that those numbers won't just plateau but may continue to fall in the months ahead, or could there be something of a resurgence?
Sometimes we see an additional peak in January through other variations of the flu, but what we would normally expect with this particular variant, it hasn't had the severe impact we really were feared earlier on the flu season. As I said, the reasons for that may be because the vaccine has had a fairly robust impact, particularly in older groups, and also because of the response of the entire healthcare system. But we do expect to see ongoing pressures. And for this reason, we would urge people to maintain that kind of vigilance. We have always asked of people in the winter season, and if I could just go through those points quickly, is particularly if people are sick, is to avoid contact with people who are vulnerable. It's very late in the vaccine season, but nevertheless, it's not too late if people want to avail of the vaccines. We're still offering them through general practitioners and pharmacists. And if people are ill, consider the different ways you can access healthcare. The additional GP clinics I mentioned already, over 16,000 additional patients we've seen this week through additional clinics early in the morning, late in the evening, weekends. Also consider out-of-hours GPs, which we've given a resource to an additional extent this season. And also the local injury units, which can see minor head injuries, some fractures, burns, scrapes, and they do what it says in the box to deal with minor injuries. And there's 14 of those across the country with opening hours throughout the day, and those are available on the HSE website.
Well, we know people will have been mixing over Christmas, and of course in the coming days they'll be mixing for New Year's celebrations. What's the advice to those who might be feeling a little bit unwell?
Well, self-care, most people understand the differences between cold and flu. You mentioned at the beginning that there are 677 people with respiratory illness in hospital, and most of those are in with influenza, and most people understand the difference between a cold and a flu, which is the flu having much more severe symptoms. So the advice we give to people is to take paracetamol or ibuprofen, lots of fluids, stay inside, stay at home, avoid contact with people who may be more vulnerable than you. And of course, for those people who are vulnerable, who have underlying illness, chronic illness, or whose immune suppression isn't working so well, to make early contact with the health services to make sure they're getting the appropriate advice in the event that they deteriorate.
Dr. Colm Henry, Chief Clinical Officer with the HSE, many thanks for joining us this afternoon.